Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Safe Space Podcast with Diamond. Before you start, I know I'm like a day or two late. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Life is lifing. Okay, I know what pretty much everyone is going through something, so I don't even want to hear it. Okay, get off me. That's really been like the quotes for these past few months, almost this year as a whole, actually. Like, life has just been life in. But it's okay, we move, we get through it. It's all right, we live. It's just the day, it's just the season. But that's actually kind of what I want to talk about in today's episode, is these seasons, and the season in particular being seasonal depression. Because I know that not everyone goes through it, but there is a good, you know, group of people that do experience seasonal depression, myself included. And sometimes I feel like it's very misunderstood, and it's kind of brushed off to the side, like, oh, you're just sad for no reason, pick yourself up, like, smile, like, it's not that deep, you know. And in hindsight, it actually really is that deep. And I just want to be that person that kind of explains it, and also letting you guys know that you're not the only ones that is going through it. We're all in this together, and, you know, just kind of having the people around you that are going to be there for you to give you the love and the shoulder that you need, and also just advocating for yourself and branching out and getting additional help if needed. So let's get into it. So it is the holiday season, and for me, I know that the holidays are can be very sad for me, and it pretty much happens every year. I don't think there's been 1 year yet that I haven't been sad at some point during the holidays, and that sounds so depressing, but it's really not all the time. You know, again, it's seasonal, it's a moment. You know, we have our days, we have our weeks, we have our months, but it's a real thing, you know, it really, really is. And it's one of those things where it's kind of on you to know your emotions and to regulate those emotions and to be able to work through those emotions and to really be there for yourself. You know, it's one thing to acknowledge it and kind of lay in it and be stagnant, and it's something else to actually acknowledge it and, you know, have the courage and the strength and energy to work through it and pull yourself back up to where you need to be, you know, to be happy and to exude the joy that you're wanting to exude, instead of having this kind of rain cloud that's over your head. You know, we get so comfortable in these emotions because it kind of becomes a, you know, safe haven for us, where it's like, okay, you know what, I have my blanket, I have my bed or whatever, and I'm just gonna curl up in a ball and I'm gonna be here and I'm just gonna, you know, be sad all day and isolate myself and not talk about it and not branch out, and I'm just gonna let, you know, my mental health continue to get worse. And it's not okay. You know, you think you're fine because we kind of trick ourselves by saying that, you know, someone asks you what's wrong and you're like, I'm fine, it's fine, everything's fine, nothing's wrong, I'm fine, don't worry about it. And, you know, when you go home, you're not fine. You know, that's kind of when that facade comes down and you're faced to deal with those emotions, and now you're sitting there crying and you're like, why the heck am I crying? And you don't know. You know, we kind of never know. It's one of those things where it just hits you out of nowhere, almost like grief. You know, grief is something that never truly goes away. You know, they always say that, this is kind of a tangent, but it goes hand in hand. Just stick with me. I'm always tying stuff together. You know, they always say with grief that it gets better with time. And I kind of 50-50, I agree and I disagree. You know, I agree because it gets easier to talk about the person that you lost, and to acknowledge that they're not here anymore physically, and to be able to kind of go on with your day-to-day life. But I disagree because it's not easier, because you're still stuck missing them. You know, not being able to call them and not being able to have a hug from them, not being able to, you know, share the joy and, you know, talk about whatever it is with that person physically. You know, if you're religious or spiritual like myself, then you can still have those conversations and, you know, do that, but it doesn't make it any easier. So it's 50-50, and it's the same thing with, you know, going through this holiday season and having seasonal depression, because, you know, it's the nostalgia of it all. It's, you know, whether it's reminiscing on childhood memories or, you know, past traditions that you used to do that you're no longer doing, and, you know, just that longing and the loneliness, you know, it's a similar feeling. You know, you're not knowing how to express it to those you need to express it to, and I know that that can be a very big thing for relationships, especially, and also for families. You know, sometimes you can be in a family and your parents won't understand what you're going through, or, you know, they're just like, oh, well, what are you sad for? You're not sad, da, 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 da. Or, you know, it's the constant pulling and nagging that comes with that. And, you know, with relationships, we always say how effective communication is very important, and just communication in general, you know, being able to express what it is that you're going through. And sometimes it can be very hard when you're going through this time of dealing with these emotions, because it comes out of nowhere. You know, you can be fine and laughing one moment, and then, you know, in the next 5 minutes, you're kind of just off. You know, you're sad and you're thinking about things, or you might just be thinking about nothing, but you just know that you have this wave of sadness that just kind of like rushed over you, and, you know, you're emotional and you don't even know why and how to express it. So now you're stuck, you know, trying to explain this to your boyfriend or to your girlfriend, and it's difficult because now they're not going to understand what it is, and that might frustrate them because they don't know how to help you or what to do for you. And, you know, now you're getting frustrated because you just want them to understand. So now you're both frustrated. Now you're causing this tension between the two of you, and that, you know, can go a whole bunch of different ways, but I'm not even gonna step into that right now. We're just gonna focus on the topic at hand. You know, so when it comes down to that, it's more so about those people, whether it be your family, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, or friends, being there for you and listening. It's so important. If you have someone in your life that you know, or that you might know, that goes through these moments of, you know, this wave of sadness, this seasonal depression, just be there for them. Don't try to nag and, you know, pull teeth to get them to explain what it is that they're sad about or what's going on, because sometimes we really just don't know. It just kind of happens. Your job and your goal is to just listen, to be there, to hold them. Sometimes it's all we want, is just someone to just, like, hold us and, you know, just tell us that everything is going to be okay. Like, you're okay, you're fine, we're fine, you know. The things that you'd want to hear if you were going through the same thing, just being there, being present, being in the moment is so important. You know, I always say, treat others how you want to be treated. That's something that I live by. And sometimes we fall short of that because everyone makes mistakes. You know, life happens. Like I said, life is lifing. But you can only move forward and get better in that sense. But just be there for those people, you know, treat them how you want to be treated. If you're going through something in your life that, you know, you can't necessarily explain, or something that's kind of just pulling on you, you know, just be kind, be patient, you know, be that listening ear, be that shoulder to cry on when they need it. Be present, you know, don't try to fight them. Don't get overly frustrated because, you know, you're trying to overcompensate by being there for them. We don't need that. I promise you, we don't need that. It's more so being in the moment and letting them know that, hey, I'm here for you. If you need to talk about it, I'm here. You know, not the passive aggressive, okay, well, when you want to talk about it, let me know. You know, like, don't do that. Don't do that. That's just going to make them even more, you know, frustrated, because now you're just causing and creating unnecessary issues that don't need to be created, you know. It's already tough enough. You know, and on our end, it's more so about learning how to communicate better what we're going through, even though we don't know how to explain it, but just, you know, saying, hey, I don't know, you know, why I'm feeling this way, but I am sad. You know, I'm just feeling very emotional right now. I'm not feeling like me. I'm not feeling the best version of myself. So I'm not going to be 100% these days. And I just need you to be here for me. That's it. Or I just need a hug. I just need you to hold me. You know, just the little things that matter. Or, you know, can you take a walk with me? Can we go talk? Can we sit outside? Can we get some air? Can we, you know, do whatever it is? You know, just do the things that you need to do to pull yourself back up. Which, you know, kind of segues into just us individually. You know, it's one thing to have the people in your corner, but it's also important to know that you still have to have yourself and advocate for yourself. Again, we get stagnant in these times, and that's really what brings us down. It's detrimental to us, to your mental health, you know, to who you are, to your well-being. So it's more so about being able to, what am I trying to say? What's the word? Just being able to take care of yourself, to love on yourself. You know, love is a common theme that's going to be in this episode. And just honestly, my channel in general is love. But being able to show up for yourself and love on yourself in the ways that you need to be. You know, do the things that you need to do to get yourself out of this storm. Because again, it's only a storm. Storms pass, but it's only going to pass if you put in the work and if you allow it to. You know, you can't expect it to go away the next day or, you know, a week from now when you're still down in the dumps and you're doing nothing about it. You know, what's that going to do? It's not going to do anything. It's literally not going to do anything. It's okay to have your moments and to feel. You know, we always get so afraid of feeling. We're like, oh, I don't want to feel. I'm just going to go out and, you know, be with my friends, or I'm just going to continue to ignore and become numb. You know, you can't be numb to these things. Numbness is only going to cause more trauma and things that you need to work through down the line. Like, no, we need to grow up. All of us, collectively, men and women both, we need to grow up and we need to really lock in and, you know, be the better versions of ourselves that we need to be. You need to show up for yourself. Don't become so numb to these emotions that now you don't even know what it is you're feeling when it comes down to it. You don't even know how to work through it. You don't even know how to communicate it. Now you're in a relationship, or, you know, you're a mother, a father, and your children are going through these things, and you can't even show up for them because you can't show up for yourself. That's no good. So it starts now. Like, it's super important to know how to love on yourself, to know how to feel these emotions and work through it, to navigate through it and to move through it, push through it. So when I say that, you might be like, well, how do I do that? Like, what do? I don't have any energy. I'm just sad and crying all the time. And, you know, I'm just feeling nostalgic and no one's listening to me. No one understands. Okay, but you have you. At the end of the day, we only have ourselves. You can have your significant other. You can have your family, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you still only have you, you know? So what does it look like? Great question. You know, taking care of yourself, making the effort to get out of bed, to get in the shower, put clothes on, you know, do a face mask, do your skincare routine, go outside. You don't have to necessarily, you know, do anything like run errands, things like that, but just go outside, get some fresh air. You can sit on the porch, you can sit in your backyard, you can go for a walk, go for a run. You know, just do the things so that way you can feel life, you know, feel some air, feel the sunshine on your skin, and, you know, just take care of you. You know, it's so important. We are, you know, beings of nature, and it's important for us to, you know, be surrounded by nature and to be outside and to get sunlight and, you know, fresh air and all these things. it helps you. It helps your mentality. It helps you regulate your emotions. You know, it helps you just to be healthy. You know, all these things. So it's super important. Like, that's a key piece of it. Also, just doing your hobbies, you know, whether that be shopping, you know, journaling, hanging out with your friends, going skating, you know, doing whatever it is that brings you the joy and happiness. Do those things, because even though you may not want to in the moment, after you do it, you're gonna feel better. You know, you might not still feel 100%, and that's okay, but at least you're trying, because now you're working towards it. You have something to look forward to. Making sure that, you know, you have something to, you know, look forward to. Like, have that schedule and be like, okay, you know what, this is what I'm gonna do today. Let's get up, let's go do it. You know, this is what I'm looking forward to on this day. And then tomorrow, this is what I'm looking forward to, you know, so that way I can get back to being me. Because when you're going through this moment, through this season, especially during the holidays, you're not going to feel like yourself. You're not. You know, these past couple weeks for me, you know, being that, again, it is a holiday season, so it's literally like clockwork every year. Like, I know, like, once November hits, it's like, all right, it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, it's New Year's. You know, I enjoy the holidays a lot, but I know that 9 times out of 10, I am going to be sad and I'm not going to feel like me. And I know that I'm not going to know how to express that, but all I can do is try my best. And that's what I've been doing these past couple of weeks, is trying my best. You know, for me, I don't really have the time to just kind of stay in my own little bubble and, you know, be sad and have my moment, you know, because I still have responsibilities. That's what I have to look forward to during the day. Going to work and, you know, coming home and doing schoolwork, or, you know, going to hang out with, you know, my partner, whatever, or, you know, talking on the phone with friends, like the little things. But at the end of the day, when I'm back home, that's kind of when everything hits you. You know, you open the door to your own place and you're by yourself, and it's like, bam, you're hit with this wave of just sadness and emotions, and you're like, what the heck is going on? What is going on? You know, and it's worse when you're around people, because one moment you're smiling and you're laughing, and the next it's like, you're down. And it's like, what happened? Like, what's wrong? Are you okay? You know, you look sad. And I have a bad habit of sometimes wearing my emotions on my face, or wearing my feelings on my face. And then I'll say I'm fine, especially if I'm at work or something. It's like, you know, I don't really want to share that. But, you know, I notice these things, especially now. And it's like, you know what? I'm not okay. And it's okay to not be okay. But, you know, you can acknowledge it. But what are you going to do about it? What steps are you going to take to pull yourself back up? You know, for me, it just looks like saying my affirmations, you know, knowing that I'm okay, you know, that I'm healthy, that I still have something to look forward to, that I still have people around me that, you know, love me and care about me and that are going to be here for me, and celebrating the holidays and all that stuff, you know, praying, you know, going to church, saying my prayers daily. You know, that's a daily thing for me. Meditating, going to work out. You know, I got a gym membership for a reason, so let's not waste money. Like, let's go. Like, this is what you're doing. You know, going outside on my days off and going for a walk, you know, just taking that walk, whether it be to a cafe to get some coffee, or, you know, going just down the street and around the block and then come back home. Like, just getting outside to get some type of physical activity going on to stimulate my mind, stimulate your mental, is super important. You know, it takes your mind off of everything, and also it allows you to think. You know, for me, that's kind of when I do more of my meditation. People always think meditation is just sitting in a room and you're quiet and silent, you know, trying to focus. No, you can go outside, and, you know, that walking around time can be your meditation, because now you're just able to kind of feel and, you know, have your thoughts and really think, because you don't have any other distractions around you. You know, just be with yourself and regulate, you know, come to terms with how you're feeling and figure out ways to effectively work through that and how to effectively communicate that. you know, going back to having, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, or family, friends, you know, being able to communicate that with them, and on their end, on your guys' end, just being there for that person. Like, I understand that it can be frustrating to deal with and having to, you know, see like, oh, okay, are they okay today? Or I don't know what's going on and how do I be there for them? But that's it. Just be present. Be present and be patient, you know, with anyone and everyone. A lot of the times, you know, we have friends that we haven't spoken to in a minute. And, you know, for me, I make it a point to reach out to the friends that I haven't spoken to or that I haven't heard from. You know, and I'm like, hey, I'm just checking in on you. How are you? You know, what's going on? I know last time we spoke, XYZ, you know, and just really like putting in that effort to check in on them, because for one, I care. And two, you never know what someone is going through. They could be going through like the roughest patch of their life and you wouldn't know because they haven't posted anything, or they have been posting, but you know, we're all good at putting on a show for social media. So really actually having these conversations that are more intimate and really being there for each other is super important. It's super important because I guarantee you everyone is going through something, and you checking in just might be the highlight of their day or their week, because that might be the phone call that they needed. That might be the text that they needed. You know, there's been so many times where I've been going through something and at the right moment, you know, a close friend will text me and hit me up and be like, hey, you just checking in on you. I was thinking about you. How are you feeling? And that would be that pick me up for the week that I needed. You know, knowing that there's someone that cares. You know, I've been in, you know, situations where, you know, I'm trying to express something and then the other person is frustrated. You know, not anything that I have going on now, but, you know, just in the past, you know, encounters or relationships, like that was something that happened. And, you know, on my end, I'm like, okay, well, what am I doing that's causing this? Like, am I not communicating right? Am I not explaining myself right? You know, are they just choosing not to understand? You know, it's really analyzing both sides. We get so stuck on kind of like pointing fingers and being like, oh, well, you're not doing this, but you're not doing this. Da, 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 da. No, what are we both doing? Like, put yourself in their shoes, analyze it, put yourself back in your shoes, analyze it, and figure it out and fix it. You know, like, It could really all be so simple. So I have a habit of doing that now as I'm getting older and really maturing and wanting to be the best version of myself, because that's really what it's about. You know, we can have these moments and we can work through it, but it has to be for the right reasons. You know, we are at these big ages where we're focusing on relationships. We're focusing on creating and building families. We're focusing on our careers. We're focusing on networking. We're focusing on how we're showing up for ourselves and how we're showing up for others and evolving. It's really about growth. You know, like I said earlier, it's fine to have your moment and to really feel in that moment. But at the end of the day, if that's, you know, you have this vision, you have this vision of the future that you want, of the family that you want, of, you know, getting married and having children and, you know, all this like lavish, you know, fun stuff that's going on and it looks so great and amazing. But now we rewind and you're back, you know, in this moment, in this present moment, in present time, not in the future. You're in present time and it's like, okay, how do I get to that? What steps am I going to take to get to that? Because right now, things are looking a little rocky. It's a little bit scary. Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, how do I get to that? If this is what I want, if this is who I want to be with, if this is who I want to be, if this is, you know, how I'm envisioning us and the family and all this stuff, how do I get to that if this is what I'm feeling in this current time and I can't even regulate my own emotions, if I can't even pick myself up when I need to? How am I going to be that person? How am I going to expect my partner to be there for me? You can't expect someone to, you know, be there for you if you can't be there for yourself. You can't expect someone to love you in the ways you need and want to be loved if you can't love yourself first. You can't expect, you know, the world if you can't even give yourself the world first? And that's where we're losing this disconnect, because we're expecting all these things, and we're expecting, you know, the effective communication, we're expecting the love, we're expecting the success, we're expecting the bright, lavish, successful future, but we're lacking all those things in your own life on a personal level when it's just you. Take care of yourself. That's what I'm telling you guys. Like, take care of yourself. Learn how to be there for you. I had to, you know, work through some things myself, and I'm still working through things myself, which, you know, is tough, and it's not always going to be just this uphill road. It's going to be uphill, it's going to be downhill, it's going to be flat sometimes, where you're just going to go nowhere, but it's on you to keep going. Nothing in life is ever going to be easy. You know, relationships aren't going to be easy, families aren't going to be easy, school isn't going to be easy, work isn't going to be easy, you know, nothing is going to ever just be easy, and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I'm so sick of this, especially when you're dealing with, you know, these seasonal things, seasonal depression and the sadness and all the things that come with it, you know, it's just like, why? Like, why is this happening now? Like, if it's not one thing, it's another. I'm already sad. Things aren't going good in my relationship. You know, parents are upset at me. School isn't going good. All these things. Like, what more do you want from me? Like, what more can I do? I don't have any energy to do this anymore. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's expected. I don't even know what to give. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I just don't want to say anything anymore. I don't. I just want to be quiet. At this point, I just want to just leave and just, I don't know, move to a different country, just start over and just, I don't know. But just not be here, not be in this moment, not be feeling these things. But you can't do that. Or maybe you can, and maybe that's you. But, you know, for everyone else, we can't do that. You have to work through it. If you don't work through it, you're going to be numb. Nothing else is going to work out for you if you can't work through these things. Again, it's only temporary. These moments, these feelings are temporary. Just work through it. Do what you need to do to show up for yourself, so that way everyone else can show up for you. Put in the work. Put in the work. You know, you're not always going to be 100% every day. And that's always going to be a common theme. You know, you can't always be 100% in your relationships. Sometimes, you know, you're going to be giving 90% or 10%, and your partner's going to be giving 90. You know, sometimes it's going to be 50-50. Sometimes it's going to be 100 and 100. You know, sometimes it's going to work how it's supposed to work. But just being there for you, so that way other people can be there for you and know how to be there for you and know what you need. Because now you've done the work and you know how to express what it is that you're seeking. You know, you're not afraid to say that, hey, I'm sad. This is what I need. I just need you to hold me. I just need a shoulder to cry on. I just need you to listen to me and really hear me and understand me. You know, now you know how to effectively communicate. And it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's not going to come easy. I never said it was. It is going to take some effort, it's going to take some time, and it's just about surrounding yourself with the right people, and those people wanting to be there for you, and wanting to work through these things with you, and to be there for you, and to help you get back to feeling yourself, because again, during this time, you're not going to feel like yourself. You're just going to feel empty, you're going to feel lonely. Like, seasonal depression is really, truly one of the loneliest feelings that there is. You know, I said grief earlier, or heartbreak and all these things, but it really is one of the loneliest feelings. You know, you're just gonna feel like isolated, because you're isolating yourself, because you don't want to be around people, because now you're fearing that being around them, you're gonna bring them down and bring their mood down. And you know, now because you're not having fun or you're not having a good time, they're not going to have a good time. So you're just going to ruin the whole mood. And now that's weighing on you, because now it's like, oh, I can't have fun. And now everyone around me isn't having fun. And I ruined the mood and I ruined this. And da, 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 da. And now it's just adding on to it. And it's eating away at you. Like, it's the whole thing. It's the whole domino effect. Like, I know it all too well. You know, I experienced that in my life too. I'm experiencing it. You know, I'm going through it and trying to work through it, but it's tough. It's tough. You know, just going back to the holidays, you know, do things that you used to do when you were younger. or that made you happy. You know, create new traditions. You know, just spread the love and be surrounded by love and be joyful and, you know, just experience the life that you were gifted, that you were granted. You know, we only have one life to live, so you might as well live it. You know, of course, we can have these moments. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, but try to do the things that made you happy before. Try to express these things. You know, just try. It's worth it, you know. Being that it is the holiday season, there are so many different activities. You know, you can go see the lights. You know, that's one thing that I want to do, is just go see the lights. I don't know why that always fascinates me, but it's just a nostalgic moment. I just like seeing, you know, houses decorated, and, you know, it's just pretty, and you can sing Christmas songs and drink hot chocolate. Like, that's my thing, you know. Watch Christmas movies, you know, your favorite childhood Christmas movie or whatever it is, you know, or just decorating a tree, or, you know, getting presents for people, you know, receiving gifts. Like, do the things that you need to do. Make a nice, you know, holiday meal and just celebrate it with the person that you want to celebrate with. Like, just being there and putting forth the effort and the energy to have that pick-me-up and to have something to look forward to. You know, there's no point in spending time moping around and just hoping for the best. Like, work through it. And if you really can't work through it on your own, and you really don't have anyone else to go through, that's like a partner or a friend or family, reach out. Go to therapy. Find a therapist. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like, especially in our community, the Black community, you know, that was frowned upon for so long. It's like, oh, you're going to therapy? Like, what's wrong with you? You're crazy? Something wrong with you? Like, why are you going to therapy? We don't do that here. You know, and it's so ignorant. It really is so ignorant. And, you know, I'm happy that my generation is able to be like, you know what? No, we're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to reach out. We're going to advocate for ourselves. And we're going to get, you know, the help that we need, so that way we can be the better versions of ourselves, and we can show up for our partners. We can show up for ourselves. We can show up for our future families and all the stuff. You know, we can show up for our friends in the ways that we need to. So reach out, really advocate for yourself, and don't care what anyone else thinks about it. You know, if someone has anything negative to say, that's because they're not enjoying their own life and they have their own things to work through. And that's not on you. That's on them. Like, period. That's on them. At our grown ages, at our big ages, it's enough of trying to figure out what other people think about you and worrying about what they think about you. Don't worry about it. Reach out. Get the help that you need for yourself. No one else is taking care of you. You are. So reach out, you know. Find a therapist, you know. Do a consultation and really just be there, be in the moment. Because sometimes things are hard to discuss. Sometimes things are hard to figure out, you know, why we're feeling the way that we are and why things are a common theme in our life and why it's trickling into, you know, your friendships or your relationships or, you know, your career, your school, or why, you know, you are constantly doing X, Y, and Z. You know, it's beneficial. It really is beneficial. You know, I find myself actually looking to find a therapist myself. And I have no shame in saying that. You know why? Because I know the future that I want and the steps that I need to take in order to get to where I need to be and to where I want to be and to be the partner that I need to be the mother that I want to be the wife that I will be, you know? Like, it's manifesting these things into your life and working towards it. You know, you can say one thing, but if you're not working towards it, then what are you really doing? You know, it's, you can't get one without the other. You know, you have to say it and you can manifest it, but you have to put action behind those things and, you know, put your best foot forward. That's all you can do, is wake up every day and strive to be better, you know? So there's a lot. There really is a lot. And I feel like I said said many things in this episode, and I hope that you guys were able to kind of, you know, follow along with me, because it really is a big topic, and there's so much that kind of goes into it, and sometimes I feel like we really are misheard and misunderstood when it comes to the seasonal depression, because sometimes people don't really think it's real. you know. So again, it's about sticking up for yourself, advocating for yourself, and showing up for you. If no one else is going to be there for you, at least you know that you can be there for you, you know. So I will always push for that. I will always, you know, say to take care of you first and foremost, so that way you can show up how you need to for other people and for yourself. So yeah, we're going to enjoy the holidays. We are only going to dwell on these moments for just a moment. We are not going to sit in the storm. We are going to let the storm pass. And we are going to speak positivity and light and love and joy. And we're going to spread all those things. And we're going to be patient. And we're going to be kind. And we're going to spread love to those that need it and to ourselves. And we're going to communicate more effectively. And we're going to be that version of ourselves that we need to be, that we know that we can be. You know, be patient with yourself. Be patient with your partners. Be patient with your family. Be patient with your friends. Just be patient. And just be present is the main thing that I want you guys to take away. Is just be patient, be present, and love. Love one another. Just be there. Be in the moment. And don't be afraid to feel. Don't run away from feeling. Don't try to fight it, because then you're just becoming numb. And again, being numb is only going to build more trauma, build more blockages, and have a negative effect on your life. We don't want that. We want positivity. Okay, so we're going to enjoy these holidays. We're going to do things that make us happy, and we are going to enjoy this season, and we're going to work through this seasonal depression, and just knowing that you are not alone, because there's other people that are going through it. And by reaching out to someone, you know, that just might be the highlight that they needed and the highlight that you need. So spread love, spread joy, spread positivity. And just know that you got this and you are not alone. So thank you guys for tuning into the Safe Space podcast. And again, I will be consistent. Okay, we are evolving. We are growing. So don't get on me about being late this week, because I still posted or created within the week. So here we are. But yes, I will see you guys and talk to you guys on the next episode of The Safe Space, and I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season.